Welcome to Single Ever After. Join me as I journey through the jungle of dating in search of my true love.
Hey, welcome back. So today I wanted to talk about unnoticed red flags. So things that are red flags that at the time, in the moment, you didn't notice them, but reflecting back on things, you recognize that they are red flags. So in thinking about like my dating history and, you know, my journey right now, I was thinking back to one of my very first, well, my actual first very serious relationship. And it was definitely tumultuous. I would say that to describe it. But thinking back on some of the things that happened, I realized like certain things were red flags that I did not pick up on. And, you know, at this time I was like really young. I was like early 20s, maybe 20, you know? Yeah, I think I was like 20, and this person that I dated, I really put a lot of my all into them. And like I said, this was like my first, what I would consider my first serious relationship as an adult. And we lived together at one point. And we lived together for quite some time, actually. So things kind of moved really fast in that relationship, which I guess is how it tends to happen in like your first serious relationship. You think everything is great and this is the pace in which things are supposed to move along. But in that relationship, my ex that the person I dated, they were unfaithful numerous times, actually. They were physically abusive. They were verbally abusive. Obviously, those are not the things that I'm talking about that are red flags. I am very much aware, like cheating, red flag, obvious. You know, any kind of form of abuse, red flag for sure. But the things that I didn't notice. So in the cheating aspect of the relationship, I recall, I think it was the first time that he cheated on me. And he lied about it, obviously lied, and was trying to take it to his grave. I figured it out. I confronted him even with the evidence. He was still trying to lie, but then eventually admitted to it. One of the things that he said to me at the time, and you know, I don't know, maybe this is also considered gaslighting, but one of the things that he said to me was that he didn't think I would care. And he didn't think I would care because the way I acted in our relationship, and I guess the way I showed my love and care for him, is not something that he was used to. So he felt like I wasn't being like a jealous girlfriend. Like I wasn't constantly like trying to check his phone or check his social media. If he told me he was going to the strip club with his friends, I'd be like, okay, have fun. You know, he's going out to a party this weekend with his friends. Cool. Enjoy yourself. What time are you coming home? Like those things to me are like, I don't know. I'm not opposed to somebody that goes to the strip club. Like, if that's something you do and you've been doing it before I came in the picture and you enjoy it, I mean, by all means, enjoy your hobbies. You know, I'm not thinking you're going to do anything nefarious because you know you're in a relationship. So, I don't know. Some people call that trust. I trusted him. I trusted that he would, you know, not cross any boundaries or do anything that would be considered disrespectful to our relationship. He's going out with his friends. You know, these are friends he's always gone out with. Obviously, he doesn't go out with them as much anymore because he has a girlfriend now and we live together. But I expect when he goes out with his friends, he's going to go out and have a good time. You know, I didn't think me not being like the jealous girlfriend or like making a scene every time he wants to go out, making it an argument and, you know, snooping through his phone and catching things, like I wasn't doing any of that. Like, that's not who I am. I even after being cheated on in that relationship, and this is somebody that I gave my all to, okay, it could be because it was my first, you know, adult serious adult relationship, but like I was ready to go to the end of the earth with this man. Wherever he went, I will be there. No obstacle in our way that we couldn't overcome together. You know, I was ready to marry this man. I was ready to even change my life goals and put them on hold to make sure that we were good together and moving in sync. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, I don't think that's healthy now. But at the time, I was like in love. And when our relationship ended, it hurt. Like, it broke my heart, but like I felt physical pain. And I don't know if any of you have ever experienced that, but I felt actual physical pain. Like it physically hurt me, you know? But here I am thinking I'm being trusting because you didn't give me a reason not to trust you. But apparently he took that to mean that I didn't really care about him as much as he thought I did. Although we, you know, obviously said I love you to each other and expressed our feelings to each other. Just those types of actions that he's used to in his past relationships, I wasn't displaying that. So to him, that meant that I could care less. He didn't think I would be as upset if he cheated on me. He didn't think I'd be as upset if he crossed, you know, what somebody would consider relationship boundaries. He didn't think it would bother me as much. He thought I'd be like, wow, that's fucked up, but whatever. And I'm like, what? Like, what world are we living in, you know? And obviously, that relationship didn't work out. It didn't work out for many reasons. I can do a long, long, long podcast solely focused on that relationship. It was awful. It was very bad, very toxic for me. But yeah, I'm like, when I think back on that and I'm like, wow, like, you know, that's a red flag. You want somebody to show that level of jealousy for you, them expressing those types of behaviors mean that they care about you. That's something you need to work on because that's not healthy, you know? And I just found it so strange, you know, that to him, not expressing myself in those ways meant that my love wasn't there. It's baffling. It still is baffling today. But it was just so strange to me, you know? And I thought I was doing the right thing, like showing you trust, giving you trust. That's what you're supposed to have in a relationship. You are supposed to trust each other. Until you give me a reason not to trust you, what else do I have to go off of, you know? So that was something that, you know, at the time, I would consider a red flag that went unnoticed. Like, when I first heard that, I should have been like, this is not for me. He needs to work on himself. We're not going to work out. You know, that's not who I am. I don't display those kind of behaviors. So, you know what? Let's end it here. But I didn't, you know, I didn't realize it at the time. And like, even now, like I said, after being in relationships where there was infidelity, not on my side, because I'm an angel, I still don't display those kind of behaviors. I am not going to be snooping through anybody's phone and trying to get into your DMs and like, that's not me. I don't do that. If I have to do all of that, we don't need to be together. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not doing all of that. And if there comes a time where I feel like that is something I need to do, it's not for me. And I'm okay with walking away, you know? And if vice versa, I don't feel like my partner should feel that for me either, you know? So tell me about something that is a red flag that you felt went unnoticed in one of your previous relationships. I want to hear if there are any other things that I might have missed that I should be on the lookout for. Remember to keep your hearts open to love.